This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Welcome to Fiona Patton sitting across from us.
Good morning. Lovely to see you guys.
Now, recently, Fiona, something big has gone down. I know nothing about it. Tom, you're pretty well versed in the whole Crown Casino deal. What's happened?
I see him there all the time.
Well, actually, you say that there. It is probably the one place in Melbourne I refuse to go into. I mean, you do get caught having to go to Crown because you go there to see a lot of shows. There are places to go. But I will not put any money in those poker machines or gambling. That is just ridiculous. So there has been a problem with these allegations of them basically money laundering. They're pressuring people from overseas to come over here, which we don't know where that money's coming from. Then there's rumours that we're sending them off onto little shooting expeditions that they're paying. So I can see here on Tuesday off wombats. It's ridiculous.
Let's unpack a lot of that there. So who are we getting in from overseas and why are we sending them out on shooting expeditions?
Those are two very, very good questions and I am not sure that we are equipped to answer them. In fact, I think Crown should be asked to answer those questions and they don't seem to
Because you brought up in Parliament on Tuesday to actually have them investigated to lose their licence? What were you hoping for?
It's a really difficult thing. I mean, the allegations are so serious, but they just seem to be immune from any form of investigation. And we have a gaming commission here, but frankly, you know, it's like a gummy shark or a gummy bear in what it seems to be able to do to put pressure on Crown to behave properly. So I tried to raise a matter of public and urgent importance in the Parliament on Tuesday morning, which was to say that the Parliament needs to debate this. And in some ways, I think the Parliament needs to investigate this because I haven't got the exact wording, but you've got the legislation there.
Well, we do because the Act is to establish a system of licensing, supervision and control of casinos with the aims to ensure that the management and the operations of the casino remain free from criminal influence and exploitation. So now we see here that there's been a lot of evidence to show that there's allegations of anti-money laundering, counter-terrorism financing that's going through, aiding drug deals, so you know, the money going through, as well as sex trafficking, and there's fraud, there's other things they're being accused of.
Look, and add to that, they have already been investigated for fixing their poker machines.
That was a few years ago, and they had that guy that went through and showed that they actually were manipulating them.
Absolutely,
a little bit.
And in fact, then they were just giving people plastic picks to put into the machines so that they could just keep rolling, keep spending hundreds of dollars every minute. And it took the Gaming Commission, I think, about 18 months to investigate that, and then they fined them $300,000.
Which they'd make that in one bar in like
like one machine, one night, or, you know, it was just such a paltry fee. The IBAC, which is our anti-corruption commission, they can't investigate them because they can only investigate government bodies. So they're really...
So no one's watching them?
No. They seem like, I know someone, I think it was David Pope, did that great cartoon of the Crown Casino as the Vatican. And it is almost like that.
Aren't you scared of going to war with someone of that power? Potentially is a bit. I'd be scared trying to pick a battle with someone that's got that power, especially in the dark.
I don't know whether that's terrible to say, Mikey. No, not meaning that against you, but I find that terrible. You're voted as a politician or parliamentarian by the people. You need to have guts. That's why we put you in there to take these people on.
I think
if you don't have the guts to take on multinationals like that, you shouldn't be up there in Spring Street.
Yeah. I'm not talking about the size of them. I'm talking about if they've got, you know, some people.
I know, correct, but I'm just...
a little bit, you know.
But if you don't have the guts, don't go into that job. That's part of the job, is to protect us as citizens and the money to make sure we're moving forward.
This is the single largest employer on one site in Victoria. And the people who are working there, you know, they may be unwittingly breaking the law. They may be unwittingly helping people break the law. And I think that puts them at risk. I think it puts our community at risk. And I just think, you know, I have no problem with a casino. In fact, maybe we should have one here, set up a bit of competition.
Oh, okay.
The Joy Casino.
The Joy Casino.
It's got a nice ring to it.
I think it sounds lovely.
Once in my life.
Yeah, Joy versus Star.
But Fiona,
versus Crown.
I'm a bit annoyed because I read that you brought this up to be discussed in Parliament with the government, and they've basically said, boo-hoo, no thank you.
That's right. So the President thought about it and said, look, I don't think it's urgent enough. I think it's being appropriately investigated. And he actually said it's being appropriately investigated because IBAC is investigating it, which is our anti-corruption organisation, but they're not. So even the reasons that they gave for not allowing the debate to occur weren't right.
So how does that work if they're lying to you in Parliament? That's a place of law. And
I know. And I don't think it was a lie. I think it was just a misunderstanding that they didn't quite understand that IBAC can't do this. However, you know, these are such serious allegations, and the Parliament is really the only governing body of the casino.
Well, you're the guys that give them the license. That's the ones that are meant to be watching them to make sure that they are following the rules.
And we just gave them a new license last year, and that was despite claims of corruption. That was despite claims of fixing their poker machines, which were found to be true.
So should we back away from this, or should us constituents actually be writing to our members saying that this is ridiculous, this needs to be looked at?
Yeah, I think we should raise it. The casino does employ a lot of people, but it's got to play
within
the rules.
Oh, we're not trying to get closed down Crown Casino.
No,
it's an entertainment complex. It's fine. Let people go and put their wages in a poker machine, but let's just make sure that criminals aren't laundering money through there.
Look, I've got some concerns with the amount of poker machines we have in this state. But when you look at where the poker machines out in the suburbs, they are highly regulated. But Crown seems to be immune from regulation or from investigation. It's perverse and bizarre.
We're joined by Fiona Patton, and we wanted to talk about the new Birth, Deaths and Marriages Registration Amendment Bill. That's a mouthful. How do you get that through?
It sure is. That's right. Yeah, you do say that quite slowly. It goes into Parliament. It will be debated in the lower house today. And we had this amazing show of strength and support up at Parliament House yesterday. Like, literally hundreds of people came up to show their support for our trans community and our gender diverse community. It was really heartening. It was wonderful. And it was almost like a flash mob. I think they organised it in like 1 or 2 days. And then just hundreds of rainbows and blue and pink. And yeah, it was really beautiful. However, the debate in Parliament will not be beautiful, and we're going to hear some really hurtful things, and anyone who is, for some unknown reason, listening to parliamentary debate, just look after yourself, because it will be ugly.
And that's unfortunate. I mean, it's good that parliamentary privilege is there, but we're going to hear a lot of lies. We're going to hear a lot of made up stuff.
We're going to hear about trans people wanting to go in, you know, will change their birth certificate so they can go and harass women in toilets. You know, I mean, really, I was trying to explain to an MP the other day, if some creepy bloke wants to go and harass women in a toilet, they're not going to bother to go and change their birth certificate
now,
to do it.
Now, for those tuning in, this is going to... The Birth, Death and Marriages Registration Amendment Bill is going to allow transgender people to alter their birth certificates without having to have surgery, which we stand for here at Joy.
Of course. And it's in line with our passports. It's in line with our driver's licences. It's in line with all of our other identification. And this is not radical. You know, almost most jurisdictions in Australia have already gone down this path, and the sky has not fallen in.
Correct.
And I think this is a wonderful change, and I think it will really...
I'm sure years ago, birth certificates did not show your gender. It was something that we probably come along and did part of the... to make sure where property gets moved along, make sure that... Yeah.
Well, I remember the day that we took it off. We took sex or gender off our membership form for the party, because we just thought, Why are we even asking that question?
Does it matter?
What does it matter? That's right. Yeah. You know, it's. I'm more interested in whether you can volunteer or be part.
I still like to do it when they say sex. I just write often.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Please.
As much as possible. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And I think that you're going to have good luck with this one, even though it's going to be a bit of a sloppy fight.
I do too. I think.
Yes. Do you think we're going to be fine? Is it going through?
I believe we've got the numbers, which we didn't last time.
Well, I think we lost by one vote, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yep. And I think we're pretty safe this time.
Well, look, thank God to see Victoria is moving forward. Mm-hmm. We're just going to keep moving forward. Thank you for you being up there in Spring Street, keeping them bastards honest. Yeah. And I can tell you what, we are not backing away from this Crown Casino things, everyone. It's time to vote to your members. Okay. We will not have organised crime in this country.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.